AI builders come to me and they are so discouraged a lot of the time. And they're especially discouraged because of what OpenAI and Anthropic launch all the time. It seems like every week they come out with something and it's not what you wanted to hear as a builder. I get it. We're going to talk about some of those stories later. But the first thing I want to do is I want to give you what I'm calling the levels of AI building. I have been building for 20 years. It has never, ever been a better time to build. Some people walk right in at level 5. Some people walk right in at level 1. Some people never make it up the chain. So level 1, we're going to talk about that first. A level 1 builder is a builder who is passionate about what AI can do for the space and passionate about their particular idea to build. And that is their entire world. Like if you talk to them, they don't talk go to market. They don't talk about the wider problem space. They don't talk about the particular thesis that they're going after. They talk about this idea that got them up in the night and the way they're using AI to get it done. Fellas, ladies, that's an easily discouraged builder. And I've talked to these folks after the fact, after they launched. They're like, wow, I didn't think about go-to-market. Wow, I didn't realize that the new AI tech or the new AI agent or the new model that drops is going to change the way I think about building in this space because I'm just so in love with my idea. And if you're an experienced entrepreneur, that probably isn't a new thought for you because it turns out that some of this is stuff we have known in terms of the history of entrepreneurship and business startups for a while. And there's some stuff that's new, especially for more advanced builders. And I'm going to get into that as well. So that's level 1. Level 2 builder. A level 2 builder, they have that passion for the idea that they're going after. And the difference is that they think about not just their particular idea, but they have some openness to how their idea needs to shift and change as they interact with and wrestle with a particular problem space and customer. And I've seen this. I've seen people who have turned this into side gigs that are really profitable at level 2. Now, level 1 is often, it's you're rolling the dice. It either is going to be a perfect idea, and more often it's not. And so I see very few level 1 builders that succeed long term. Level 2, you start to get some success. I have seen folks who are like, I have a passion, and I'm not making this up, I have a passion for CRMs. And I want to have customer relationship management software for this particular domain that I'm passionate about, that I know about. And that's my idea. But they have the flexibility as a level 2 builder to come in and to say, you know what? As a level 2 builder, I am able to listen to the customer and I talked with 10 different customers and I'm adjusting. It's still the CRM idea. I don't have a broader market thesis. I don't really have a perspective on how AI is going to change this long term yet, but I know AI can help me in building. I know that these guys are interested in AI and I have an idea for how to connect those two and I'm listening to the customer. And that is already so far down the road in building a business. I have seen 5-figure side gigs. I've seen 6-figure side gigs come out of that level of insight. And so if that's you, don't walk in and be like, oh, I can't do anything. No, like work with what you got, work with the level of insight you have, and you can start to build something that's interesting if you're willing to listen to the customer. Now, level 3 is where things start to get really, really interesting because at that point, yeah, sure, you're listening to the customer, but you are doing two things differently. One is a classic entrepreneurship thing and one is an AI thing. And we're going to get into both because the classic entrepreneurship level 3 is you understand go-to-market. You understand that distribution and getting in front of customers and telling your story is critical to actually achieving what you want to do. But the unique AI piece, that's what's new in the last 3 or 4 months. You understand that not only do you need to tell your story, but AI can supercharge your ability to tell that story. And there are different ways people do this. There's a lot of strategies. Some people are using AI for outbound and they're reaching out to business customers with custom messaging on LinkedIn. Some people are using Twilio and a voice model and they're calling customers. Some people are actually using the new HeyGen podcast idea and they're telling stories. Other people are warming up and doing TikTok accounts that tell the story that they want to tell. And it's all driven by models. Those are all real strategies I have seen people use, but the common trait is that those folks understand go-to-market. They understand the importance of distribution, classic level 3 moment, and They understand how AI can supercharge that. They understand that this technology is not just at the heart of what you're building in the product for the customer, or even the way you build it with Claude Code or Codex or whatever. It's actually key to go to market. And I think that that's something that we often see as a big gap. It's one of the reasons why AI businesses are growing so fast, is that AI businesses, AI startups, are actually leveraging this technology all the way across all the functions in the business. So that's level three. Now it gets really cool, guys. Level four and level five, these are people that when you get them and they start to understand what's going on, we have potential for $1 million, even bigger businesses, $10 million, $100 million businesses out of this. Because reality is surprisingly detailed and builders win in the details. So a level four builder deeply, deeply, deeply understands the problem space. They know what they are solving. They have baked in it. They have marinated in that problem space for a long, long, long time. And critically, they have a thesis that is unique to them for how they are going to attack that problem space that doesn't change day to day. It doesn't go out and say, oh yeah, some news dropped. Claude did this. Now I'm stressed. Now I have to change my strategy. No, they understand what they need to do every single day to capitalize on that thesis. And that particular piece, that's not new. Entrepreneurs have known they need to do that for a while. Good ones have done it for a while. But what is new, what is different in the AI world, is that you have to understand AI deeply enough for your space that you can articulate an AI-based thesis that is actually disruptive and interesting. And I'll give you an example here because I love examples. The AI thesis that I think is most interesting right now as a niche that I love to pull out is around voice. And I'm going to pick on the Whisperflow team because I use the product. I love it. So voice is not traditionally considered a problem space in computing. For a long time, voice was a research issue. And so you had to research how to use voice models. I remember back in the day when Dragon Naturally Speaking was what we were all using, and it wasn't practical for actual computing applications. What Whisperflow, and frankly, other folks building in the voice space have figured out is that voice is the next paradigm for computing. And you have to believe that in your gut to go after that space. Like, that's something I can say, but that's something these teams obsess over and believe in profoundly. And then you go from that larger insight, which really redefines a new problem category, and you say, this is how we're attacking it. So for Whisperflow, it looks like making sure that you are really clean on capture, making sure that you're really good at taking what's captured and putting it into a format that works for a given application, making sure that it works every time and you have hotkeys and it's easy to engage with no matter where you are in the computing experience. And those details of the experience are all there because of their fundamental insight that voice is the future of computing, so it should be really easy to compute with voice. That's a level four insight. That is deeply understanding the problem space, and that is why you can start to build venture scale valuations with that kind of insight. Now, is voice alone? Absolutely not. There's hundreds of these opportunities across the economy right now, which is why I say it's a fantastic chance for builders. And so if you are looking to grow your skills, I would argue one of the things you can do, and we'll get to level five in a minute, one of the things you can do to maximize the value of the time you are putting in, which you're never getting back, is think about the level you're at and think about whether you understand the problem space as deeply as folks who are chasing these large-scale returns and why they're thinking about it that way. What is your deeply uncomfortable but strongly held conviction about the world? What is that? You should have one. Do you have one? That's a level four thing to have. Right. Level five. You don't see very many people like this, and it's very AI unique. It's something that I have seen only a few people have, and when they have it, they tend to deliver outsized returns almost wherever they are because they understand this. AI moves fast. It's sort of a truism, right? AI is always dropping more news. This is why I can do this channel, right? There's news all the time. But what people don't realize is that if you deeply understand not just the artificial intelligence out today, but the trends and trajectory for AI, not just generally, but in your space in particular, you are going to be able to build a business that focuses on the emerging AI capabilities that will be possible in 6 months or 12 months in your problem space that aren't possible today. And you'll be the first in the door as that capability comes online. And that is seeing the future, guys. That is what distinguishes a level 5 builder. Like, they can come in and they can look and understand, this is where agentic tool use is at. This is where long running sessions are at. This is where context window and tool calling is at. Whatever it is for your space. And you know, you've used AI a lot. You know what businesses can do with it now. You know whether they're fluent, whether they're not fluent, what the capacity envelope looks like. And then you look at the labs, you look at what they're releasing, and you say, I know what's coming next. I can see the writing on the wall. Longer running agentic sessions are coming. Better tool calling is coming. And I can see the specific implications for my world, for CRMs, for example, for spreadsheets, for voice, whatever it is. And I can anticipate, this is what businesses are going to need. This is what is going to be possible for businesses. So I'm building for it now. And that's level 5 building. And once you have that, you are going to be able to always be first to market because you are anticipating where the market is going correctly. And people who do that, those are the ones that build generational businesses. And I've talked with a few of them. There are actually not too many. There's a lot of people who will do straight line extrapolations from general news, but there are fewer people who know their individual domains well enough to have unique insights about their particular domains and say, ah, I know something specific about voice. I know something specific about outbound sales that other people don't realize because of where AI is going. And if you're watching this video and you're like, ah, I don't know, like, what is it? What is it? It's okay. Take your time. Think it through. Wrestle with the problem. But at least now you're wrestling with the right level of the problem. And by the way, this is why builders are not being drowned by Anthropic and OpenAI. This is why those companies, as amazing as they are not just black holes for entrepreneurship. Because builders, especially the stronger ones, are able to anticipate where AI is going and use AI as a tailwind in their spaces so that they are able to take all of this domain knowledge that gives them this unique insight, this thesis they're building on, this go-to-market insight, and they're able to say, fantastic. I know this. I know more about reality. I know more about detail than the labs. No lab is going to be able to spend as much time in this domain as I have. And I know enough about the labs and about AI and where things are going that I know, and I have an unfair competitive advantage insight into where this is going to impact my domain. That's level 5 thinking. Now, if you want to dig into it, if you want to get farther, if you want to talk with builders, I have a fantastic community you can talk with. They're all in the Slack. Thousands of folks who are building stuff. I would encourage you to jump in there. I want to give you the clear key to go from level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we're going to go through them in order. Level 1, you want to get to level 2. The key thing with level 2 is you need to deeply know your customer and listen to your customer. That's how you need to jump from level 1 to level 2. And if you're level 0, jump into it and get to level 1 by thinking about how you build with AI. That's the first step. Now, you're at level 2. You want to get to level 3, you need to think about go-to-market and distribution. How do you not just talk to an individual customer you randomly know and call, but how do you actually get to the market and distribute and understand your customer more deeply? And how do you bring AI into that? Now, jumping from level 3 to level 4, I admit that is a bit of a chasm. That is a bit harder. It takes deeper thought. How do you develop an unfair thesis on your space? How do you start to think about, this is my core insight in the space? That's the thing I want you to take away if you need to get to level 4. If you need to get to level 5, the key thing that you need to do is you need to deeply, passionately understand how AI is affecting your domain so that you can accurately and specifically forecast the impact AI is going to have in your space. And that's how you get to level 5. I hope that one's been helpful to you. I'm excited, looking forward to seeing you in the Slack and the community, and let's get building.